Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Elena had a regular catch-up with Shane Henderson this morning. Shane talked about how water restrictions in Auckland will ease from tomorrow. Auckland has been under varying forms of restrictions since May last year after a long period of drought, but recent rainfall events have had a positive impact on Auckland's water stores. Shane also talked about the new bipartisan Labour and National announcement, which aims to make it easier to build houses and intensify close to city centres.
So Auckland has had water restrictions in place since May last year. Why have Auckland Council decided to lift restrictions now?
Yeah, so we had water restrictions in place until we needed them. And now, you know, the good news is we don't need them. The dams are currently at about 93% storage, which is actually above last year. And so this is just a really awesome thing. And we're in a really good position that we can actually lift water restrictions that have been going on for a very long time. And so now we can all, I guess, celebrate. Not too hard, though.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear that the dams are above, what, you said 90%?
Yeah, 93, yeah.
Still, is this a good idea, like completely lifting restrictions, considering we're like now heading into the warmer months and the drier months?
Yeah, so the way it kind of works is that we store up water through the sort of wetter months of the year, and we sort of run it down through the summer months. So I do think it's still important for people to just keep an eye on the water they are using. And obviously, the more water you use, the higher your water bills are as well. So there's that too. Yeah, so it's quite common every year for us to store up water in our dams in the wetter months and actually use it slowly through the summer months. It's kind of a natural flow, I guess. We still retain the ability to put on water restrictions if we needed to, if we had a particularly dry or drought-ridden kind of summer and extending through the year. So we can still do that. So my message is to people is, look, just keep an eye on your water restrictions, but don't worry about the water restrictions that we have, because we're at 93 at the moment and this is all going according to plan.
So something like this could happen again with the dams all going down. Are there extra efforts being taken now that we know that this is possible and we can be in such a drought, to ensure that such a shortage doesn't so heavily impact us? Have more dams been built, or other steps taken?
Yeah, it's as they say, pressure makes diamonds, right? And when you're faced with a crisis, then you're motivated to action. And I'm really proud of the actions that we have taken on council, which will secure our water future for the coming decades. And you're right to say that during a climate crisis, we are going to have intense periods of rainfall and intense periods of drought. That's going to be our future from now on. So we have done things like bring forward Hayes Dam, bringing that back online in Papakura. So we do have a water source there. We have more take from the Waikato River. And also we've got to thank the Hamilton City Council for allowing us some of their take as well. So we have secured this. And the other thing is that we're working on a water strategy, which will basically lock in these changes and really help promise Aucklanders that we do have a much more sustainable and secure water future in the coming years.
I also wanted to talk about the recent announcement about housing density rules. What are the new rules in short, and how will they affect Auckland?
Yeah, so the government recently announced with the National Party, so it was a cross-party announcement, two major changes in housing supply which will impact Auckland hugely. So number one is bringing forward, and forgive me for getting a bit technical here, the National Policy Statement on Urban Development, which basically means councils, you should be putting more intensive housing in more centrally located places, places that are close to transport hubs, like major train stations, etc., etc. The second announcement they've done, which is that now, with new building intensification rules, you can put up to three homes of up to three stories on most sites without the need for a resource consent. So in other words, there are parts of our city where with a resource consent, you know, we have a single lot zone. So basically you can only put one house on that area, and a lot of coastal land and a lot of places like St. Heliers, Mission Bay, suburbs which are very low rise, Well, this throws that out the window and says, actually, you can put up to 3 homes and you don't need a resource consent for that. So there's every chance that it will change the face of the city going forward into the decades, and also result in as many as 105,000 new homes built in the next 5 to 8 years across New Zealand.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.